By remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Lebanese President Michel Aoun is calling on the cabinet to declare a two-week state of emergency in Beirut after a massive explosion Tuesday destroyed much of the city's port, killing at least 60 and injuring 3,000. Although the cause of the blaze is unknown, Aoun tweeted, "It is unacceptable that a shipment of ammonium nitrate, estimated at more than 2,000 tons, has been present for 6 years in a warehouse without taking preventive measures that endanger the safety of citizens. Much of the port of Beirut was destroyed and buildings and parked cars across the Lebanese capital heavily damaged." Prime Minister Hassan Diab proclaimed Wednesday a day of mourning. Condolences and support for Lebanese people have poured in from all over the world, including neighboring Israel, which immediately said it had nothing to do with the explosion. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon and will be there to help. Much of the port of Beirut destroyed, buildings, parked cars destroyed as well. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the last 5 months. World Health Organization blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear a mask and social distance. They also are more likely to go to their jobs, to the beach, a bar, or shopping. The U.S., France, Germany, Spain, and Japan are among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Officials in Tokyo say they plan to carry out coronavirus testing in the city's entertainment district. For more news, join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News.